T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Carson Anderson program. Gator flying solo today. Doug will be back on Monday's program. Stoney is finally going to leave the nest here, we think. Unless you want to stick around for 4 hours, Stoney, you know.
No. You're more it's too nice a day
out. Yeah, it is too nice a day. Go out and play some golf. Do something.
I might do that.
All right. Well, he might do that, he said, through a muffled mask and no microphone. So that's good. Do what you got to do. Yeah, I actually turned down an offer to golf this afternoon. My brother texted me this morning. He said, hey, you want to try to get 9 or 18 in this afternoon? And I said, no. That was the text response I sent back, no. And then I realized it was kind of rude, so I sent back, sorry, I meant to say no, thank you. My reasoning is, for me, it's different because I've got the dog at home and she'll be home alone for too long for me to go out and skip out and play some golf. Sure, I could go home and let the dog out and then go out and play golf, but that's a whole other headache that I'm going to have to deal with when I get home, and I don't want to deal with that. Plus, being that this is a weekend where there is no Lions football, and if you wanted to do, I mean, tonight's going to be it should be a nice night today and tonight. Tomorrow should be fantastic as well. I got some stuff I got to get done around the house that I'd like to get done around the house. And I have the feeling that a lot of people are going to use this weekend for that, for getting stuff done. I was talking with Evan before the show, and he was kind of fired up to get stuff done. You're fired up, Ev. You're fired up to get stuff done, aren't you? As you run into the plexiglass, handing me sheets of paper.
I can't wait.
What needs to get done? Like, what's you have a honey-do list, or is this actually you just, hey, man, this is what I do. I get stuff done.
No, it's an Evan-do list that needs to get done this weekend because I decided to get a puppy. It's weird, right? So the coronavirus forced us inside for months, right? So my wife and I decided to get a puppy and force ourselves inside for another couple months.
Right.
And this dog has decided to dig holes in the backyard, so I have to now fill said holes and lay some hay down and just get the yard all prepped up. I don't think we're going to get another couple days like this going forward, so why not try to get as much as I can now? I know the leaves have yet to fall, so I'll have to do that. But I'm getting it done, man. I'm also going to golf on Saturday, but I want to get it done before I leave to golf.
Sure, sure. That's very ambitious of you.
Whether or not it's going to happen, I mean, but right now, Friday at 10:06 a.m., I'm doing this tomorrow.
All right, so you say you got to fill the holes in the backyard because the dog has dug the holes. Does that mean that you're ordering some dirt to come in?
I mean,
no,
I thought I could just go to, like, Home Depot and buy some.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do in the morning, get some seed, try to seed that there.
Wow.
I just want to get the yard work done. You know what I mean? Just make it look real nice so when I come back from golf, I'm like, you know what? That was well worth it. Because that's one of the best feelings I've ever had in life is cutting grass. Love it.
There is a certain self-satisfaction when you're able to get all of that done, and the yard is one of those things. And for those very few hours after you've finished it where it looks fantastic, you feel like a king on the hill.
Yeah, and the lines are still in the grass, and, you know, it's nicely edged. It makes you feel great about yourself. Like, I accomplished something. And my yard's not that big, so it's not going to take too long. But, boy, it's one of the feelings that I can't wait for. And so that's why 24 hours from now, I should be ripping at that lawnmower, ripping at it, and ready to go.
The unfortunate part is that you still have the dog, and the dog will still dig holes in the backyard.
No,
so no matter what you do tomorrow
happening.
Is going to
I'm just going to have to be outside with her at all times. That's what's going to have to happen. I have to make the sacrifice.
You weren't doing that earlier?
Well, no, because the backyard is fenced in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with her being out there. Gives me a little break. But my wife made a great point, and she said when you put her out there like that, she also thinks that's like the inside, so she can do whatever she wants, and it's no different than the inside. And I'm like, well, that makes a decent point. But I can't wait. I'm just excited for a beautiful weekend. And you have to take advantage of it, too, because Michigan and Michigan State aren't playing Saturday. The Lions aren't playing Sunday. And so unless I'm like, I need to see football, but I'll get that Sunday evening, I feel. Right? I mean, you know, what am I going to miss?
Well, there's football all day Saturdays, college, but I don't know if you're a big college guy.
Well, I have a TV out back that I decided to put out there, so I'll throw that on and I'll catch a glimpse here and there.
Fair enough.
But there's nothing that is like must-see TV this weekend.
Tomorrow night, there's a pretty big game.
Okay, well, tomorrow night I won't be cutting the grass, so I'm good there.
Yeah, Miami and Clemson tomorrow night. That should be a lot of fun.
You have to get whatever you have to get done outside this weekend, right?
Yeah, I think this is a perfect weekend for it. You're 100% right about that because the weather is nice. So we're asking people, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. You know, what are you using this weekend for? What's the last project of the season that you can do stuff outside that you want to get things done right now? You can take a text us at the same number. You can follow us on Twitter at Doug and Gator 971. We live stream the show, both audio-wise on the radio.com app, or you can watch the live stream video on twitch.tv and search 97 on the ticket, and you'll be able to see that as well. So lots of options to get in touch with us as we get ready to finish up this weekend. It's the last really nice weekend in what it looks like. Now, could there be another great weekend in there? Sure. But, you know, as we get deeper and deeper into October and then into November, it's less and less likely, as we all know. You know, for people like myself, if you're a boat owner, you're thinking about the last time you're going to take the boat out. Some people have already said, yep, it's already locked away. I'm done with it. I've been holding out that there are going to be some more days to do it. Now, I'm thinking maybe this afternoon that could be something. Go home, hang out with the dog for a little bit, and then go on the lake for a couple of hours and maybe do that tomorrow as well, just to get those last couple days of boating in before you put the boat away for the winter and winterize it and all that. But 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. What are you doing with all of this time this weekend? This is the great weather. How do you take advantage of it? What's the way you're going to take advantage of it? Also, there's a lot going on with sports. Baseball, the playoffs are set here with the ALCS and NLCS after tonight's game anyway. The Yankees are taking on the Tampa Bay Rays in that Game 5, which should be awesome. Because you're probably not a Yankee fan, so you're rooting for the Yankees to lose. And Tampa's played really well, and here the other series is tied. Can they get it done, or are the Yankees just going to slam their way into the ALCS? But the other divisions have all been set up. National League ready to go. The Dodgers swept the Padres out of the playoffs, which is disappointing, and yet it's also kind of cool because, well, the San Diego Padres are awfully interesting to watch with the tremendous power they have on a team, maybe the brightest young star in the league in Tatis. They're fun to watch. And the way that series finished up with the Dodgers, you know, both teams yelling at each other back and forth, and particularly in game two, with the Cadillacing going on, the bat flipping, the taunting. And those teams are going to play each other quite a bit in the future. That could be fun for years to come. I like that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the Braves, no trouble with the Marlins. They sweep them out of town. But it's the Astros that have me thinking. It's the Astros that have me wanting to talk a little bit more baseball because of what they have done so far in the playoffs. They played six games and they won five of them. And they're advancing to the ALCS to take on the winner of tonight's game between the Yankees and the Rays. I have a question for Tiger fans about that. Coming up next. Plus, we'll take your calls. What's going on this weekend? What's the big project? 248-539-9797. This is 97.1 The Ticket. Well, sports are back. We know all about that. We got a huge Game 5 in baseball tonight with the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays. It should be a pretty good pitching matchup as well. And I'm going to want to watch this one. Glasnow and Garrett Cole. Look, if you listen this morning, you heard Mike Valeni on with Stoney and Jansen talking about it. This is why the Yankees signed Garrett Cole, is to win games like this. Well, if you feel confident about it, put your money where your mouth is and head on downtown to the BetMGM Sports Lounge inside the MGM Grand Detroit because they're ready to take your real money wagers on all of the action. You can stop by anytime and place your bets. They've got a live betting window. They have self-service kiosks. They're really, really easy to use. And let's face it, MGM Grand in downtown Detroit is awesome. And they're going to welcome the fans back there at the Sports Lounge. All the excitement of a full betting menu, 7 days a week. It doesn't matter if you live and breathe sports like we do, if you just want to have some fun, play some wagers on some teams or bet local, whatever the case is, have some fun and get to the BetMGM Sports Lounge at MGM Grand Detroit because they're ready to take your single game bets along with parlay bets. They got prop bets and so much more, and there's no better place in Michigan to welcome sports back. And we've been enjoying sports, and why not? College football going on tomorrow, the NFL happening on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. There's a lot to take in. No need to go to Vegas. Just head downtown and stop by the betting window or one of the self-service kiosks they have anytime to get a piece of the action. And get ready to believe in your game again at the BetMGM Sports Lounge at MGM Grand Detroit. But you must be 21 or older.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.